So we're holding here in the Parshas Nasai, the Inyan of Nazir, and page 754, we've been a Bechaya. Haderech HaPshat, Huza HaNazir Min Ayayim, why can't the Nazir drink wine? Kikola Nimshach Achrav Nimshach HaTaiva. Anyone, drinking wine tends to pull you along to Taiva. V'meivlich HaToyim HaShalom Rabbim. In other words, wine is... It's not that it's an aveira, and that's why the Torah doesn't prohibit it, but it definitely has a propensity for leading people off and presents, and it challenges the person a lot of ways. V'nitzav v'gil sar, why does he have to grow his hair? V'fishamoy lid ha'dago, v'libu nichna v'yis Hashem z'pach v'yisim nuvu b'sare. It tends to sort of make a person ponder a lot, think a lot. It's growing hair long is a sign of mourning. It's a sign if a person is in distress. It sort of forces a person to be more nichnat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Via nizam ha'moises ha'mraf moisei, he will also move away from excesses. Gichein asar moisa tev adam asham ha'biguf. The Rechai brings a concept which really is, I guess it's sort of, Mekubalim say this type of idea. We tend to look at a human body, and the mind is the tap, obviously, and so on. The hair looks to us as, projects itself as, the excess of the head going outwards. In other words, it's as if everything inside the head is very, very functional and focused inwards, and the hair that grows out is sort of the excesses that come from there. So growing the hair, in other words, points to a person that there are things he needs to take care of and rein in. Next one is the Sfarnu explains, Miyayim v'sheikha yazir. So the Sfarnu makes an important point about asceticism. Lo yisagif atzim b'tzayim. He should not torture himself by fasting. Why? Because that causes him to do less avodas Hashem. He shouldn't have himself whipped like different religious figures do. But he should stay away from wine. He draws away from things that are unworthy, and he's machnias yitzahara, but he retains his koach. So this Sfarnu here is really an extraordinary lesson in how a person should go about in reigning in gashmias. There is a big distinction between the necessary and the unnecessary. In other words, and somehow, almost perversely so, a person feels much better when he does things that are extreme. So a person fasts, a person, you know, they used to roll themselves in snow, and that. So when it's very painful and so on, somehow people feel that, you know, mortification is kind of, makes a person a better person. It's a sort of a penance or any type of feeling like that. But the truth is, a person who's fasting is not going to be learning that well that day, so on. So there are tzavos from Gedolim that asked that the descendants not fast on the Yahrzeit because it'll stop them from learning. So it's much better to draw back from excesses. So I guess if a person is, instead of not eating, a person sticks to simple food, A person draws back from eating things that are just a luxury, as opposed to the basics that he needs. That is a lot better. It forces you. It is a reining in of taiva when a person can't eat the delicacies that he's used to. But on the other hand, he can function because he has what he needs to function. The next one is a Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim that discusses. The need for the Nazir to draw back from drinking. And he says something very, very strong. V'omna, he says, Hayayin dino kidin amazin bekavana. Wine, the amount of wine to drink depends really on your attitude, on what you're doing, why you're doing. You know, in those days, especially wine was a staple, and therefore drinking the amount that a person normally needs and sticks with that, that's fine, it's good. Ach, he says, Hakibutz ala shtia hamishakeres, getting together for a drinking party. The Rambam says, Roy she'etzcho yisecherpa, should be more of, a person should feel more embarrassed by it. Me'iskavitz anoshem arumi megulei erva, more than people gather together naked. Imagine people getting together naked and doing their needs in a house. You would find that extraordinarily disgusting. He says, well, a drinking party, he feels, is worse. Why? He's going to the bathroom, something you must do. You have no choice. Drinking, it is something that he chooses to do. That's one. Ugnus galus ha'erva mefursum loy muskal. Ve'hefsid ha'seichel v'aguf meruchak la'seichel. And at least people understand that arayas, you know, is bad. But drinking cuts, drinking destroys your mind. And this is something that in the Rambam's world, and or I should say that's the real world, where the part of a person that is most important and significant is the mind and the judgment, a person's judgment, person's self-control, and so on. And when a person goes and drinks, so the person is basically cutting off that part of the person, and therefore the person is really, really destroying the most vital part of himself. So, in the drama says this is the worst that he can do himself. Adam. So a person who wants to be an Adam needs to stay away from this as much as possible. Okay, I want to add one point over here to be Melamed Zchus. For instance, Chassidim. And Anshe Maisa, there were Hasidim that drank. It has a lot to do also with the purpose of drinking. For instance, for most people who drink, the purpose of drinking is to loosen their self-control and to be able to do things that they wouldn't do normally, to be able to say things they wouldn't say normally, to loosen their tongues, to loosen their minds. That's the purpose of it. That the quote unquote happy hour is, it's happy because your mind is less in control of yourself. And that is what he's talking about. Anshe Maisa who would drink in order to allow a certain emotional focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avodas Hashem are using the drinking for that. So obviously, HaKol Lefi Mashu Adam, everything depends on who you are, what you are. If a person is, if a person is doing it because of the whoopee high of sort of checking out, then it's bad. But if a person does it for the kavanah, he says, you know, if it's not a kavanah, then obviously it is avodas Hashem. But thin line. Okay, the next one is an Ibn Ezra about Nazirus. It's very interesting. This is Nazirus of Parsha that sort of. It needs definition because it's the realm of lifnei mishuras hadin. It's the realm where it's not an aver for everybody, and yet a person is mekabel on himself, and it becomes an entire parsha. And understanding when is it good, when is it not good, and so on is very important. Yafli, Yafish or Yaseh Dover Pella. Yafli means the person does something that's extraordinary. Kiroi Voilom Holochach Tavasam. Most people follow the Taiva. So this person who, Ebenezer says, who is able to control his Taiva is really outstanding, unusual. Neda nazik pesh nori is nazik nazik to Hashem nazik zirosa sheyachim ataybis. Now he says ve'osazel lavodes Hashem. He did this for avodes Hashem. Kayayin mashkus hadas avodes Hashem. Because wine destroys a person's judgment and avodes Hashem. Opashle semachna ermes hosayit. Now this point of Devin Ezra is very similar again to the Rambam's point, Rabbi Ruchaya's point, Sfarna's point. To deny yourself pleasure as sort of a masochistic type of approach of Hashem, that if it hurts it must be good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is perverse. I don't deny drinking because drinking it tastes good. I deny drinking because drinking has an effect on me that is contrary to Avodas Hashem, and that's why, and that's appropriate to have in mind. V'yeshem, he says, another. So the word, the first pshat of Nazir is to stay away from something, to separate yourself from something. V'yeshem kimilas Nazir migzeras Nazir. That the word Nazir actually comes from the word crown, Nazir. V'ha'ed kineza l'kaval reishay. It's a nice pshat. The truth is that the word nazer also means to separate. The word zar in general means to separate as an outsider. Zar is someone's outside. You have many words that denote that. Gozar means to cut, like you cut wood. Pizer means you spread out. Nezer is a crown which separates the king from everybody else. So the word azer is a frame around something. That word actually is, the Zion Reish actually means that in many, many different ways. So the word nazir comes from the word nezer, which is a crown. V'nen arochet, and nezer is not a be'epshat. V'da, ki kol b'nei adam avdei taivis ha'olam. Everyone, all, the vast majority of people are enslaved to taivis. The king who has a crown is kol mishuchav shen ha'tayves. So when we say I want to be free to do what I want to do, but if a person is hooked on drugs, so let's say he lives in a country that's free and you can take as much drugs as you want, but so when he's taking drugs, is he free to do as he wants, or is he enslaving himself? What is that exactly? You know, freedom or slavery? Not at all, Pashit. Then the Rebbe Bechai echoes it. He says, "Zeloshin yafli yaseh dal bapella kavrocha tavosam zeh parish matayvus zeloshin nozim nozim yisrael oye nozim nozim." He quotes the Eben Ezra basically. And then he says, "V'lazil Hashem, ki kavnos v'zis Hashem lefi shayim asas sech v'yashay avodas adam shleima." Ben Bechaya basically is repeating the Ebenezer's point over here. This one's the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ha'oyma areini nozeh im esek kach v'kach, oy im lo yaseh kuyotze b'zeh hareize rasha." On a zeros kazum is a shayim. Oh. Ava noide la shem der kdusha, a reze noem a shubach. Bazenem a nasal kava roisha, kodachu la shem, kodacha shem, vishikla, kosu kinovi, shenema, va okim binecham, nevim, rechem a zero. So the Rambam here is explaining the bad side of Naziris. Let's talk about this in a moment. Till now we've seen that Nazir is positive. And yes, Chazal have, we've just seen all these reasons that why Nazir is positive. Yet, first of all, we'll see later, there is Naziris, there is an Indian of Naziris about that it says you have to bring Chattas for, does he have Chattas Naziris? There is Nidre Rishoyim, Nizir Rishoyim, and so on. So a person says, if Kinidre Rishoyim, Kinizir Rishoyim, there is a Nazirus that a Rasha does. So how do I distinguish between the Nazirus of a Rasha or the Nazirus of someone who's not a Rasha. So the Rambam says, a common expression, and this was a common use of Nedarim and Shavuos and so on, was, I'm telling you, this is 100% true, and if you don't believe me, if I'm lying, I should become a Nazir for the next 30 days. So I'm trying to convince somebody that I did something right, and I say that I take upon myself a penalty of Nazirus if so-and-so. And this was a common folk usage. I swear to you, it's true. May my so-and-so die if it's not true, and so on. So all those obviously are coarse and bad. But more than that, the person takes Nazirus on as a punishment. Imagine I tell somebody, because you misbehaved, you're going to have to learn an extra hour in Beis Medrash today. So basically, I'm saying learning is a punishment. No two ways about it. I've never told a kid because you didn't come to, because you were late today, you're going to get an extra falafel, or you're going to get to go on the trip. So when I tell you're going to have to learn, I'm basically making a statement that learning is a punishment. So when a person does it that way, that is Nazirus Rishoyim. If a person does it because I want to become a Nazir, that's their Kedusha and so on. Which is, it's an important lesson in general, that whenever we make a good thing into a punishment, in Kelm, for instance, they used to make it a matter of pride who was zeicher to clean the bathrooms. You know, cleaning the bathrooms in yeshiva was a very important task, and by making it available only for the best, or whatever it is, that gave a sense of the chashivas that they attributed to it. So anytime you do, this is a reason also in Hilchos Shabbos, that if somebody is, if there's a case of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, you're not supposed to tell the little kid to do it, the least important member of the congregation. A goy, yes, because that's my Hilchos Shabbos. But if you give it to somebody younger, smaller, there's a lesson over there. You're saying, well, it's not such a good thing I'm doing, and therefore you should do it. First of all, we're worried that the young person feels slighted and he's not going to want to do it, so there'll be hesitation. And also, it's wrong. If it's the right thing to do, then the big person should do it, not the little guy. Next is the Sfarnu. Kodesh Ul Hashem, Yiske Le'or Bo'or HaChayim, V'liyos Muchon, Lehavi, Lahavin, Lahiris, Karoi, Lakdashi Hadar. Velazen Nira, Shekim, Alkana, Bamroi, Achyokam Hashem is Devare. Kloima, Animasa, Dir Benazir, Ve Enoi, Mivakish, Markelius Barach, Ve Dova Ache, Be Ara Yelad, Zulosi, Sheyokam is Devare, Shekodish Lashem. The Sfarno says Kodesh Hu Lashem means two things. It means you have a special attachment to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and secondly, you are worthy of, you become one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spokesman, so to speak. So you sort of are like a Navi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fact that you are able to give the Dvar Hashem. His Raya is from Elkanah, that when he was told Shmuel has to be a Nazir, he was very happy, and he said, this is the most I could want for a child. I want to go back a second to the Rambam, that says, V'shiklu shakla kazov kinavi. The Pasuk equates a Nazir like a Navi, shenema ve'okim v'bneichem l'nevi'eichem v'cheichem nazirim. So, the pasuk is saying these are two milas HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, Nevi'im and Nazirim. So it means obviously that being that a Nazir, a Navi is able to see and understand beyond human beings. He's able to understand more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, because he is more pure, more holy, more in tune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. A Nazir is very similar that way. being that a Nazir is more dedicated to Avodas Hashem and less entrenched in physical things, he is more likely to be close to Ratzon Hashem, understanding what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, and so on. So both of them are a process of a certain purification, and they make a person closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Any type of activity that draws a person away from the physical and brings closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu is like that. Okay, the next one is Ibn Ezra is very cryptic. It says there's a chatas and a ola. Ibn Ezra says, I'm not sure what the Ibn Ezra means over here. Does he mean the Avera? I mean that the Nazirus has an element of Avera to it. A person becomes a Nazir because it says Mishra said Kukula, and therefore this element, I don't know. Let's see, next one is Ibn Ezra on Birchas Kohanim. So, Yivarech Hashem Yishmech Hashem Panav Elech Vichuneka. What is Yo'er Hashem Panav Elech Vichuneka? Ketam Be'or Pnei Melechayim. So, Yo'er Hashem Panav is similar to Or Pnei Melechayim. There's Or Panim is one of the descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attributes. V'hatam, what does that mean? V'chol ashatavakesh mimenu u'b'shoa shetidrishoy. Yor panov, v'hatam, yikavol oyscha v'yirtze l'malash l'oscha miyad. V'im b'kashas v'esor hu yuchuneko, So the Ibn Ezra explains, what does Yor Hashem Panav Elech Vichuneka mean? So he says, Yor Hashem Panav Elech means, when I go, Ha'aras Panim would be used in this context. I go to somebody and ask him for something. The person can scowl, the person can have a poker face, person can sort of welcome me and answer me. In an interaction of need, Ha'aras Panim means I answer you, I respond to you. So Yashem Panim Lech Vineka means whenever we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond to us, that's Ha'aras Panim, and fulfill. The word Vichuneka means to fulfill the Bakasha. So I guess there's another dimension here. For instance, let's take an example. Imagine I go to somebody and I ask for money, and the person looks at me very coldly, and he does send in a check, but there's no the interaction is highly unpleasant. That's not positive. It's something which is, I feel very, very, I feel in front. So, Yor Hashem Panav Elech Vichuneka means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond to you and grant your wishes. So it's a double thing. Having our needs taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu granting us what we need is one thing that's very important, obviously. But more important is the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks with favor on us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds with a smile, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responding in a way that he wants to respond to us. Sometimes I do something, somebody asks for something, and basically my attitude is, I have no choice, I'm going to have to help you. Really, really wish I didn't have to, but that's it, I have to help you. And then there's a time when a person feels, I'm glad to be there for you, I'm glad to help you. Okay, we'll hold it here.